This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. It's clear that a lot of working parents, including me, are still going to have kids at home well into the rest of this year and perhaps beyond. Some of those parents are hiring nannies, and many have a new job qualification on their lists, a request that could come with unintended consequences. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
When Nicolette Satolo wants to get kids to do something they don't want to do, she makes up a song about it. Like this one.
This is the way we brush our teeth. We brush them every day. We brush the bottoms. We brush the bottoms. We brush the bottoms. Hooray! Kind of goes like that.
Satolo has worked as a nanny for 17 years. She's also trained as a personal chef and taken classes in positive discipline. She lives in Charleston, South Carolina, and is looking for work. One thing not on her resume that's kept her from getting some jobs? The fact that she hasn't had the coronavirus. Several families told her they're only looking for someone who's already gotten sick.
I wasn't surprised. I've been talking to other nannies, and they're getting asked the same thing.
In Brooklyn, nanny Anna Garcia was actually sick with COVID-19 in March. She's healthy now and saw a job posting in a parents group on Facebook looking for a caregiver who'd already had the virus. Garcia applied, but said it felt strange to talk about being a coronavirus survivor with her potential boss.
It's just all these weird questions. It's no longer as before, when they were more focused on how many years you've been working, your references. Now it's if you're sick, if you have been sick, and how long have you been symptom-free.
Scientists still don't know how much protection COVID antibodies provide, but parents are grasping onto anything they believe could keep their families safe. Katie Provinziano runs the nationwide placement agency, Westside Nannies.
Their hope is that maybe if this nanny has had it before, she won't get it again, and we won't be exposed to it.
Provinziano doesn't screen candidates based on whether they've had the virus, but there's very little regulation of families who hire caregivers on their own. The Americans with Disabilities Act prevents employers from asking workers to take an antibody test, but that law only applies to households when they have 15 or more people on staff.
You know, you basically have to be Great Gatsby territory.
Samuel Bagenstos is a professor of labor and employment law at the University of Michigan. Many older labor laws intentionally left out domestic workers, who are mainly women of color.
A lot of this emerged from the 1930s at a time when there was overt race and sex bias in the legislative process. And so we actually see people describing why they're doing this.
A bill introduced in Congress last year would create new anti-discrimination protections for domestic workers. But Bagenstos worries that if families favor caregivers who've already had the virus, nannies might deliberately try to become sick.
People are going to be put in this sort of deadly dilemma of, do I infect myself in order to work, or do I protect my life at the expense of my livelihood?
There are historical precedents for this kind of behavior. Yellow fever was a huge problem in the 1800s in southern cities like New Orleans. There was no treatment for it, and people who hadn't had the disease had a harder time getting jobs and housing. Catherine Olivares is a professor of history at Stanford who studies that period.
I've seen examples of people jumping into the beds of their dead friends, roaming around in their bedsheets hoping to get sick.
There are other new requirements besides antibodies. Several nanny agencies say they've seen requests for living caregivers triple since the start of the pandemic. Nicolette Satola, the nanny in South Carolina, turned down a live-in position to care for a girl who was born with a lung condition. The family didn't want her to leave the property.
To be asked, kind of give up your own life it's a lot. It's a lot for any nanny.
But even if these nannies get jobs, there's the issue of pay. Some families have never hired nannies before and may not know how much it costs. Others might just be trying to get a deal. Anna Garcia, the nanny in Brooklyn, has 10 years of experience and usually makes $22 an hour to watch two kids. Recently, she's been offered much less.
I feel like a lot of families are taking advantage at the same time of the pandemic. A lot of nannies, and including myself, are being offered, $14, $15 the hour for two kids. It's like, that's no.
Garcia hasn't been able to get a full-time job since she was sick. Because while she is willing to answer personal questions about her health in order to get work, she isn't willing to take a pay cut. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.